Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The thing about peace is that most people, they live in fear, and they don't realize that they're in stress. And so when you're in fight or flight, now when you stay in stress, which is just fear, the blood in your body literally goes to your extremities so that you can run, fight, because that's what stress does. And it moves away from your organs, and it creates this havoc with your head. So people who don't realize they're stressed about their marriage, about their job, about everywhere they go, or they're stressed about God is going to be allowing things because of their past or because of the sin in their life, and they're just not sure. So the most important thing I discovered for the first step as a Christian to begin to live and walk this life of the miraculous was the gospel of peace. It meant that God is at peace with me because Jesus took my sin, past and present and future, and that there was no curse coming my way, that God would never be in the storm. He would always be with me against the storm. And I would go into God's word until I found a peace that I knew and I could see, like Galatians 3:13, that Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, and because he became a curse for me. And so as I would meditate in the verses that had to do with what took place at the cross, I specifically focused on things like, now there is no condemnation, that Jesus took all the wrath, God is not angry at me, that nothing in my future would be God in the storm or God allowing the storm, where then people have the impression that God's arms are crossed and he's not going to help you because he allowed this. Literally, a lot of the doctrines I had picked up over the years, I had to kind of push them aside until I realized that he would never leave me, and he would never forsake me, and that regardless of what went on, he would be with me. And then, from that point and on, a peace began to be on the inside. And, you know, if even though storms would come, because we know the world is filled with storms, but the storms never strengthened the house. They destroyed one on the sand. They couldn't shake the one on the rock. But the storms didn't drive the nails in deeper or glue the shingles on better. It was the carpenter that built the house ahead of the storm. And so I just began to go through much of God's word like that until I was at peace. And then I found out how to be at peace and joy. And now I could sense God clearly, whereas before I really couldn't. You know, I couldn't hear him because I was so stressed out about my own stuff and wondering about things going on. I think that's a real key because Romans 8 teaches us that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. And I think what it's trying to say to us there is if you want to walk like an earthling, like a human being without Christ, that's easy. But if you want to walk like a son and daughter of God, the key is being led by his Spirit. But a heart that's not at peace and recognizing that Jesus, it's the gospel of peace, that until you realize that, you can't hear because of all the noise going on in your own heart.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.